tune in for your fix. Dinah Eldrick is your host and Tay Digger in your mix. For journeys of all kinds, from the fashion to the music, a platform telling the world that you needed me and they never knew it. To break away from normalities in the systematic, ventured on my own, the world's a jewel and I'ma grab it. Gotta have it, cause it's mine for the taking. All in filling the void that seems to be rather vacant here. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm indie high. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm indie high. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm indie high. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm indie high.
What's up, what's up? It's your girl Donna LJ.
And it's your girl Tay Digga.
And you're tuned into Indie High Radio. Woo, woo.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
And a lot of things have transpired since.
Oh man, it's been going down. Like,
what is going on in your your country?
Right.
I mean,
in your country. Right? In your country. What you got going on, Tay?
Listen.
Why is all this stuff happening in your country, girl?
I'm trying to figure it out myself, okay? It's just a lot. Last time we talked, we came in and we were talking about
COVID.
The pandemic. Yeah. Going on. You know, it was kind of, it wasn't fresh, but it was there.
Right.
And numbers were rolling up and things were kind of getting worse.
Right.
And now we're checking back in and
it's like a whole chaotic
listen,
world. It never existed.
It's just like now it's a whole different climate. And it's like the pandemic is over, which it's not. I need you guys to understand that.
Yeah.
That it's not over. You know, numbers are still rising and we're about to enter soon, a couple months, we're about to enter into flu season. So what do you, this is definitely going to get worse.
Yeah.
But just so many things.
It's so, so many things to talk about, but we knew it was way overdue.
Oh, way overdue.
To talk because.
So we were like, no. We gotta get in here and talk.
Like, of course, we always are up to date on social media, of course we keep our social media up to date. But as far as just being on the mic, like,
right.
We have to talk. Like,
yeah.
It would be remiss to be high radio and not talk about what's going on.
Right.
So we definitely wanted to talk about that. So we do have a special guest here today. Mm-hmm. You know, we always have amazing guests.
Indeed.
We always want to educate. We always want to encourage. We always want to empower the community. That's what Indie High is about.
Exactly.
So we do have a special guest. We're going to go ahead and let her introduce herself.
My name is Kirby Turner, and I am the owner of DBDT LLC, Day by Day Therapy.
Love it.
And we thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, especially during this time. You know, we are wrapping up Mental Health Awareness Month, if you did not know. And we thought it would be best to bring someone like you in and just talk to people, kind of encourage people and let people know, you know, what kind of options they have, you know, to even get through these times, get through any type of mental health, you know, issues that they may be going through. And especially, like I just said earlier, the climate that we're dealing with right now, like so many emotions as a black individual on this in this nation
it's
you are going through.
Yeah.
You know, so... You know, how did you get into mental health awareness? Was it always a passion for you, or how did you get into it?
It was not. I was supposed to go to school for nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Finished nursing. Didn't graduate with nurse. Well, I graduated with my bachelor's was in psychology with a minor in nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going straight to nursing school, I kind of picked up this want to help people more.
Right.
And so I went and got my master's. And during my master's, that's when I realized I was in the right place. Because I was doing an internship in a juvenile justice center. Like basically a prison for teenagers. And so at that time, I realized that a lot of stuff what these children were being arrested for was because they didn't have treatment. Or because they didn't have resources. Like a kid got arrested because he was stealing from Walmart. But when they tried to go to the home, his mom wasn't there. Come to find out, the child actually was living in Walmart.
Wow.
And so he was stealing things from Walmart to eat, to feed him and his brother.
Wow.
So at that point, I had to take a look and say, okay, so you telling me this kid is in here because of poverty?
Yeah.
So he getting punished because he stole from Walmart because his mom isn't around. Nobody's here to take care of him or anything
so
like that.
Surviving.
Exactly. So you got this kid in here for a year? Okay, wow. This is interesting. Then you got other children that you're sitting there and it's like, okay, well, why are you in jail? Or why are you in here? Oh, because my behavior and my this and da 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 da. I believe if they had treatment at that time, mm-hmm. even if it's as simple as therapy, right. I believe those outlets would have made it so much better for right. them instead of them going to prison mm-hmm. or going to jail. And then when you're in jail... Exactly. When you're in jail, all you need is that one seed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one seed that's going to put you in a worse predicament than you
yes.
are. And that's people
right.
like, that's people that are in gangs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, man, I'm gonna, we're going to be cool. I
right.
need you.
I got to do this in order to survive in
exactly.
here.
Exactly. And so then they get initiated into the gang. Damn. Then it's like being another whole different stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we already got a barrier of social economics. But now you're telling me I got another barrier of... groups.
Right.
Like, this is a problem. So right. that's my go-to on why I went into mental health. And then at that time, I knew I did not want to practice because I was listening to kids that have been through more stuff than I ever been through.
Right.
And it's like, how am I going to talk to you or try to get you to work this out?
Yeah.
And I ain't never experienced this.
Yeah.
So I knew I couldn't do it alone. Mm-hmm. And so it was like I needed other people that specialized in things like this and to open a business so I could offer those services. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, a few things. So for one, that's super sad that you have a young guy who is pretty much to the point where he feels he has to steal just to kind of keep himself alive for the day, you know.
Exactly.
But yet he's punished like a regular person who probably had other options
and
that wasn't,
for no
you know,
yeah.
right. So that is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's probably a lot of people
that
who are kind of in that same boat who are dealing with those same things. So that's very strong right there just to even think about and to be mindful of.
Right.
And in situations with a boy like that or a child like that, what are some good signs to like notice as far as when it comes to mental health and those types of things where, you know, maybe we kind of pacify things or say, hey, you know, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Get over it. You'll be okay. Go sit down. Go go to the other room. Go do this. Like, how do you know to be like you know,
maybe
what's
we
the...
need to
so
get him
certain
some help.
Signs, it would be if a child is always crying, it's something of what's going on. If a child never cries, it's something that's going on. If he tortures animals, if he sets things on fire, or if he finds happiness in hurting people or hurting himself, witnessing them in different situations, like, say you take their toy, how do they react?
Right.
Are they running around here throwing tantrums? Are they basically, like, banging their head up against the wall? Are they hitting you? Are they hitting their siblings? Are they doing different things like that? So that would be the number one sign. It's so hard to realize really what's going on with your child until you get them into another setting with children. And the reason being is because what you think is normal, and when you witness them with other children, it ain't normal. And you're looking like, why did he just do that? Or what's going on? So you don't really realize that until you actually put them into society.
Right.
As a mother, you may realize it because you're like, hold on. What's going on? How did this happen? Or why are you doing this? But you're in the back of your mind, you're thinking, he's okay. It's fine.
Right.
But that's some things of which you can notice. But honestly, mental health is disguised by so much.
Right. Yeah. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And like, what age would you say you need to be having those antennas up?
I would honestly say 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take, but they start school. When they start school?
Yeah, they start.
Three.
I mean, if you take them to daycare,
yeah.
They start like fresh out.
We've had kids. We've had parents calling, like, hey, I need to set up an appointment. We got your number from our primary care.
Okay.
Okay, let me set it up. And what's the year that they were born? They're 3. Ma'am, there's nothing that we can do for you right now at the age of 3.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. Well, you can't put them on medication? No. Not
so
at
why is
the
that
age of
the,
3.
The answer. Why do you want to quickly put your child on medication?
You got to think about it. It's the same way as if you are a single mom. You got 4 kids. One kid is tearing up your house. you can't do nothing
yeah.
without this child. You can't go to work because he always getting kicked out of daycare. Right, you right. can't go do this. What you want to do?
That's...
You feel like, that's okay, real. The doctor told me it's all right. I can put him on these meds. But no, we can't. You can't. I don't think it's clinically okay to put a three-year-old on medication and then to complete therapy with a three-year-old. It's not unknown.
Right.
But
it's a little bit
how much focus is a three-year-old going exactly. to have? So if you're in that age range, I would always say go towards like play therapy, mm-hmm. go to art therapy, mm-hmm. go to, there's even therapy where they practice with different animals, like mm-hmm. how to treat an animal, or like you can go to a horse stable
mm-hmm.
and they show them how to wash a horse, how to brush a horse, how to feed a horse. And so that becomes therapeutic because at that time they're building up your trust.
Okay.
And so they're able to open up and talk and say, oh, well, this happened to me
right.
and this is what's going on and things like that.
I think it's important. We talk about mental health all the time on yeah. our show, and we've had many guests on to talk about mental health. So I always think it's important to drive the fact home that we need to break the stereotypes of
facts.
Our parents mm-hmm. and grandparents of we not don't talk about that, mm-hmm. we don't deal with that, let's not, you know, just dig deep into these mm-hmm. conversations that
right.
we really need to have, and we're right. going to sugar. We just don't do that, period. Mm-hmm. There's no explanation. It's just, no, you can't,
right.
you know, without explanation. And, you know, I feel that we need to, as a society, as Black people in the community, we need to really dig deep mm-hmm. and break those barriers. And we need to create relationships where, yes, it's still respect between mm-hmm. a parent and a child, of course,
but
also
it's
still an open mm-hmm. platform where
Correct.
The child feels free to express.
Right.
And so when you come, like, I know I come from West Indian family, and you come from those strict families,
right.
you know, that stuff like that is not discussed. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, and period. There's
yeah.
no
and
questions,
it.
No, yeah,
no gray
it.
Area.
Exactly.
That's it. And so... then you become an adult and you realize, man, I'm kind of messed up. I need to work through all of this stuff
right.
to figure out why am I so emotional?
Right.
Why am
right.
I this way? Like, you're emotional, Donna, because mm-hmm. you didn't get hugs growing up. You
yeah.
know, like
right.
you have to kind of put two and two together, and
yeah.
you have to do that learning. So I feel like for the next and future generations, we need to kind of remove that step
mm-hmm.
of them having to go through their 20s and figure out life.
Yeah.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, let's provide platforms for youth in general. If they don't have a parent,
mm-hmm.
then they need mentors.
Mm-hmm.
They need people who they can look up to. And just providing that type of platform. So that's why I commend you
right.
for what you do. Because you could have done anything. And you chose to say, hey,
to
there's a need.
Calling, right.
And this
and
in
let
this
me go ahead.
It is. Yeah.
And so with that being said, how fulfilling has it been to do what you do?
I can say... I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love seeing someone before and seeing after
mm-hmm.
treatment. I love seeing their baseline.
Right.
So you have, say it's a schizophrenic person. Okay? That schizophrenic person is delusional. He has social isolation. He's not able to function in a occupational setting.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to leave the house. He doesn't eat this. He's basically paranoid.
Mm.
Okay? And then starting them in therapy, some therapy and medication management, and then seeing them being able to get to a baseline that, hey, I want to get a job.
Mm.
Hey, I want to focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, I want to meet somebody so I can typically... continue on with my life. I want to find another happiness. I think that is the most part that gets
right.
that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
There are sometimes some things that I don't like seeing,
mm-hmm.
Like a client declining. That's the worst thing ever. But the reason why they may decline is non-compliance,
mm-hmm.
or their parents told them, "You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do this. You don't
mm-hmm.
need to do that." We had a kid. Well, I'm not even gonna say she was a kid. She was a young lady. She was 18, but she was still on her parents' insurance. So her parents was like, "No, we don't want you to go there. You'll be fine." Da 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 da. So she gets there and she was like, "I have to call them because I don't have any of my insurance information."
Damn.
She stood on the phone for like 30 minutes. Was like, "Well, Mom, I really want to do this. I really want. I need this. Like, you're not understanding."
Wow.
And she's in college. She's away from her parents. Nothing.
Wow.
And so she was like, "I am so sorry. Can I please take my intake paperwork and then come back?"
Wow.
And so right then and there, I was like, "Baby girl, you 18. You can do whatever
yeah,
you want to do.
At this point, but...
But There's only so much you can do. So that type of things make me happy. I am very fulfilled because on top of us helping our community, because mm-hmm. we're located off of Cleveland Avenue. Right. So we get a wide range of ethnicities.
Mm-hmm. That was my next question. Like, love what it. Do you see?
I love it.
Yes.
I love it because I
what
think
do your clients look like?
When African-American person walks in and sees a Caucasian person, it makes them more comfortable. Mm. And it's sad to say, but it makes them more comfortable. Like, okay, if they here addressing their issues, I can address my issues too.
Mm.
Now, it's really sad to say that because it's right. like, okay, if you walk in and you see all these black people, then you automatically think, oh, we the only people that got problems or this and that. That hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But to see other people getting help, I think that brings other people to the table to say, you know what, you're right. Or, hey, I need to get this underneath control because I'm snapping on my kids and this ain't normal. Yeah. And my kids are starting to project what I'm doing.
Mm.
So I think that's what makes me feel like, okay, this is a good place to be.
Mm.
Or this is a good thing to be doing because you're not only offering services to everyone, you're also offering services and creating a safe haven to people that feel like, you know what, I couldn't find this type of treatment in my neighborhood.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Wow. Look, we over here like,
yeah. Because, I mean, I just think mental health is just such a powerful thing. And
it
I
is.
Just feel like, I feel like in our community, it's just we run from it. Like mm-hmm. we no one wants to say, I'm seeking a therapist right now. I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
It's the pride that we have where we won't help ourselves so that we can be helpful to the ones we love.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's what it's like the pride of it all is just mind boggling. But it's also generational.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was about to say. Like, do you feel like if just to break the cycle, if it wasn't that way with us growing up, you know what I'm saying? Being so like, man, go in your room, just wait it out, or go pray, let's go to church real quick, you know what I'm saying? Or you'll be fine, you know, just brush it under the rug, we'll be fine. Do you feel like, you know, it would be easier as adults, you know, going into the world at college and things like that?
Yeah, I think so. I look at my life and see where I wish a lot of things happened that didn't happen that I would have appreciated now as an adult that I had to figure out on my own.
Right.
At the same time, I understand with my parents and their generation and how they were
grew
brought up.
Up.
So once again, my mom, she was raised in a way more strict household than me.
Than you, right.
So she, so in her
imagine,
mind, she felt she was being way too lenient with us.
Yeah.
Right. And she was, in our mind, strict.
Right.
But in reality... Seeing. Right, she was being way, way lenient. Like, till this day, my friends tell me, like, I have the coolest parents. They're like, your parents are so chill. Your parents are so cool. Like, my parents
thinking,
are
like,
down
nah.
there, you know.
Y'all don't know
but
who
for
we
me,
talk
I'm
about living.
Like, but, you know, it's just more from religion and all that kind of stuff. So it was a lot of barriers as to why we were so strict, you know, had such a strict upbringing. But, yeah, I would have loved to have more of an open platform with my parents, you know. And
me as a mom, I feel like that's my goal. Sometimes my husband will be like, okay, you're being a little too lenient. But I just want my daughter to understand that she can talk to me about anything.
So
that's
let me
so
ask
important.
You this. Because you have, do you have children?
I have no children.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this because you have children. Do you feel like you're your parents sometimes?
I do. And I hear it and I'm like, I have to stop. Like, whoa.
Do you feel like they felt like that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
The reason why I say that is because even the generational type situations, when you have kids, you're going to automatically think back, what did my parents do? And you can either stop it or you can continue it.
Yes.
But it's sad. It's
hard.
It's hard.
It's not very
to,
hard.
It's hard not to transition to your parents.
It's
Because you're
very
like, no,
hard.
I made it out good, so you're going to be good.
Exactly.
But you have to reflect on the fact that, you know what, I ain't always there, so let me stop this right now.
No,
right?
Because...
So that's where the curse is going to stop.
Yeah.
And it's either going to stop with you or it's going to stop with your kids, but that means your kids going to have to go through what you went through.
Exactly. Mm. And it's hard to even... I tell people this all the time. Like, having kids is the best self-reflection that you can have.
Yep.
Because you see yourself, the things you do, your child is going to do.
Yep.
And you wonder where they get it from. You'd be like, damn, What was I doing for you to be talking to me like this?
And for you to say this, and then you exactly. be like, I did say
exactly.
that yesterday.
So I always tell people, like, having kids will have me sitting down on the couch like, God damn. Okay, I need to get myself together. I need, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just it's just an eye-opener to who you are, what your behaviors. Mm-hmm. So
now, with that being said, right, let's dig a little deeper here, okay. real quick. We're going to dig a little deeper. So, with right now, it's 2020. Mm-hmm. It is what? The end of May, right. beginning of June 2020, yeah. and the state of the world right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, the state of the world, we have COVID-19. And I want to just bring the picture because, you know, we're making history with these episodes. Right. You know what I mean? So, this is something in a few years, somebody's going to listen to it, right. and they're going to want to know what the tone is. So, I'm trying to set this tone, right? So, it's COVID-19.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Out of control. Mm. What, over 100,000 deaths, like, in the United States.
Right.
And
alone.
Even
alone.
More, right, worldwide. So, we're dealing with that. We're dealing with a new society
yeah.
of face masks, mm-hmm. sanitizer, mm-hmm.
disinfectant,
mm-hmm. spraying,
crazy.
Events of 10 right. people or less, you know, 60. Spacing out mm-hmm. in restaurants, all
can't
that kind of stuff, right?
No
so we're dealing
it's
with
over. All
can't go to the movies, can't go
can't
to the
anything,
car,
right?
can't do nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the same old with the black vote,
yeah,
getting
police
targeted,
brutality,
right?
Yeah. At its
so,
finest.
So now this is where this is important because I feel that this newer generation mm-hmm. is not caring about any type of standard or
no,
guideline
no.
of it. It's just like we are not going to tolerate this.
Yeah, it's just
period.
Do
it's
or
not
die.
Gonna happen. And so which I love.
Right.
You know, I love that we are more forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're realizing our power,
yeah.
if anything. I feel like we are tapping into who we are as kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're tapping into that. But at the same time, it is so disheartening
mm-hmm.
to see these images and these videos
mm-hmm.
of us being treated like we're
dogs.
A piece of trash.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I agree.
And it's sad because it literally is skin color.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is literally.
There's no
we have,
question.
We both
about
have eyes. We both have a nose. We both have a mouth. We both
yeah.
have hair. We both have every same thing. It's the skin color that's
right.
causing deaths like this,
mm-hmm.
that's causing people to be murdered for no reason, people to be shot in their own homes,
mm.
yeah.
to be killed while
right.
they're trying to enjoy their personal lives by themselves,
right?
Just because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is disheartening. So for me, I feel that our community, we need a positive word. We need some encouragement. We need to know how we can come from this. Like,
right.
we are not accepting what's going on.
No,
clearly,
not at all.
Clearly, that's why there's all types of, you know,
riots and everything
riots,
going
all
on.
This type of stuff going
across
on
the nation.
Which is all types of conspiracy theories with those things.
Right.
But whatever. But whatever. Everyone is in an uproar and everyone is upset. Everyone is angry. You can feel
right.
it. If you can't be a person of color, not feel
and
what's
not
going
exactly.
on.
Angry.
You know, like
I'll
this
be
is,
mad.
You're angry. So
emotions everywhere.
What advice can you give us as a community to just kind of some words of wisdom to help us move forward in this type of situation?
I would honestly say togetherness is probably
mm,
the better thing.
That's mm-hmm. deep. Togetherness.
There's nothing. The only thing, and it's not even us that have to be together.
Right.
It's society that has to be together.
Mm.
Because racism won't stop until you kill the oppressor.
Hmm.
Mm.
And if the oppressor is still there, racism is
it's
always
still,
going to be there.
It's not
going to
go mm. anywhere.
But if you look and you have a society that's turning your eye or turning your back to really what's going on,
mm-hmm.
you're just as racist as the person that killed
mm.
a black person. Because you're ignoring what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
But you're allowing these people to do this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You can tell me you love me. You can tell me you love my culture. You can act like you like me. But you will never understand what it's like to be me.
Hello. Come on now.
And so it's hard for them to say that.
Yeah.
And hard for them to turn AI and be like, oh, well, you know, y'all just calm down. It's not needed for that. You don't know that.
You don't.
You don't know anything of what we go through. You
on
know
a
our
daily.
Dances. You know all our rap lyrics. You know our culture. You know the smells we like. You know we smoke. You know
right.
You know
but you will never feel.
But you never will feel the fear of a policeman pulling up behind you.
Right.
And not knowing what you have nothing in your car. Nothing. But yet your anxiety is on 10. Because you're like, what is this man going to do to me? Hope his day is good.
Yeah.
And if his day ain't good, then you know what? I might die. Exactly. And I might not see my family again.
Exactly.
So he's having a bad day.
Right. Exactly. So until you get rid of the oppressor, until you address the oppressor and smother it, you don't even have to kill it. You can smother it. We won't be able to move on.
Yeah.
And it's been since 1963, 1960s, we all been fighting for this, like within our age range, what we know, our parents. And it's still here.
It's like a cycle. We just said, a cycle. It's literally coming back.
It's the same thing with new technology. That's all. That's literally what it is.
That's like, it. That's all it is.
But technology.
Racism has always been here. But the fact that we have visual of it now
is the problem.
That's why it's becoming such of an uproar.
When was y'all first protest? Let me ask you that.
My first protest?
Yeah. Mine was 2010, 2011. And it was for the Scott sisters. So the one thing I love about going to HBCUs, you get exposed to so many things.
For sure.
And so I'm walking, and my mom and my daddy must have heard this on the news, and they're like, is your ass out there? And I'm like, yeah, girl, we out here. You see me? And they were like, get your ass inside. I was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand up for this. I'm not going to do this. And so I went to school in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I'm at Tougaloo College. And we host a protest for the Scott sisters who were basically serving life in prison because of a robbery. Their accomplices got off, but they didn't. One of them about to die because she needs a kidney.
Wow.
And they're just sitting in jail. So during the protest and everything else that may have happened and contributed to them getting out, the governor said, hey, if you donate your kidney to your sister, then both of y'all can be released, but you're gonna be on parole for the rest of your life. What you think they did? They did it.
Of course.
And they dipped out. So knowing that I was a part of that protest.
Right, right.
It made me feel like, you know what? Now I get this.
Yes.
Right. Now I understand. Yes. And then experiencing other protests within. So like the Freedom Riders, when it was their 50th year anniversary. And to witness all of them come back. And they were at Tougaloo College. And to witness all of them come back and to see just them in grace to experience their aura, to experience their strength.
Right.
That right there I knew right there, okay, you know what? It's something different of what we did not learn in
school.
We didn't learn about Freedom Riders in history. In history, world
period.
History. Why didn't hear about that? Why didn't hear about that in U.S. history? That was big.
Gotta do your own.
Exactly. So when you get to college and you hearing this and you like,
it blows your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like something of which you have to dig in deep to be a part of it, to be a leader in some type of way that's going to help the oppression die. So
I love that answer, and I agree with that. I feel that the answer for us in these hard times is to make a difference,
is
to come together,
unity,
is to make a stand, is to fight for something,
right.
Fulfill your life. If you feel dead in life, you feel like, especially with COVID, you just been sitting on your bum all day, you know, like you're not doing that. Like, be a part of something, make a difference.
Right.
That's going to make you feel, that's something you can tell your kids, like, hey, I was a part of this, I was a part of that.
Exactly.
I contributed in some form or fashion.
To history.
And like I said, we have to be upset because all of these people dying are us, are our brothers and sisters, are our family members. So we have to be upset. We can't just sleep peacefully knowing that these types of things are going on. So as a community, we're going to continue to come together. This is definitely not your only time on this show. We are going to have you back so many different times.
Because we need this type of talks.
When we have our live events, especially just to have these kind of deep talks as well. But we definitely appreciate you coming on. Now, we definitely want people to be able to reach you, contact you, get a hold of you. So how are they able to do that?
So to do that, our website is www.dbdtllc. So it's www.daybydaytherapyllc.com. We're on Instagram, same dbdtllc, Twitter, Facebook, everything like that. If it's anything that needs to be addressed, because in this time, it's so much trauma that we're experiencing.
Right.
We can't even grieve over this. Grieve over people that have died from COVID. We can't grieve over someone that we're seeing. We're basically being traumatized as we're looking at another person that looks just like us die at the hands of someone.
Right. It's just there. Right. It's everywhere you turn.
Exactly. Everywhere. And so I just wish that, even if it's not with my company, go to someone and get help. Just go talk to somebody. Don't feel like I can't trust anyone, because that's probably the most reason why I believe that African Americans do not intake in treatment. They don't trust. And I get it. I understand it.
Right.
But at the same time, I also understand a change. And what we're doing right now, it ain't working.
Nope.
And so,
gotta take another route.
Exactly. And so these kids having these emotions bottled up, it's going to create something else. And so even you taking out your aggression on your children is going to create something else.
Right.
So either get that help for you, get that help for your kids, just do something than what you're doing.
You see what the kids doing
now.
Right now.
Yeah,
they are taking out their aggression.
They are.
Yeah. All across the nation.
They've been trapped in the house for 3 months.
Yes.
Y'all know we got shut down in March.
Yes, March.
It's
March
10th, it's 11th.
And it's June.
It's my
So imagine these kids get out to protest, and then it just turned into something. Like, these kids are angry.
Yeah.
As they should be.
As they should be.
They haven't been
as
to school.
As they should be.
They can't go to their friend's house.
No graduation.
No graduation.
Like,
no prom.
Nothing.
It's like,
and then not only that, you can't even go. You don't know who has died. Like, their family members probably already have died.
Man.
And they couldn't even go to the funeral.
Man.
Couldn't even go to the funeral. Man.
You're telling me I gotta watch my grandma via Zoom?
Woo!
That hurts. So during this time, it's so important to do something. Do something to express those emotions in you, to control those emotions to you. Take your kids to the park.
Yes.
Go talk to them personally. You have multiple kids. Take time out for each individual kid. Because how one kid is, you're not going to
totally
treat the
different.
Other kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because one kid going to need more help than the other.
Agreed.
And so if you're focusing on both of them and showing them both of the same attention, that one kid that's lacking is going to dwindle. And you never going to notice it because you're so focused on trying to split it.
Exactly.
So it's a lot of different things of what people can do right now. Even taking parenting classes, even going to classes. We actually posted something on our Instagram where it's like
that.
Kids dealing, parents how to deal with kids with ADHD, parents how to deal with kids with bipolar, parents, PTSD, just different things. So even go to our website, our Instagram, and look at the different resources that are around the city, or even something that you can even call into.
Yes.
So, man.
Please check that out. Like, it is worth it. ASAP. If even it's not for yourself, for
help
someone else.
Just anybody.
Just pass the information
along.
Spread
the
word. Please share the information as much as possible.
You do not have to keep all of those emotions bottled in. No. You don't.
You don't need to. It's nothing. Nothing good will come of that. We have to express. We have to love on each other. We have to support each
Especially
other.
Especially in this time.
We have to
give a hug.
Give a hug. Give a smile.
One hug.
Come on, man.
One hug.
Our community needs it.
With
we
a
need
mask
that
on.
More than anything.
Right. With your mask on.
With your mask on.
With one mask on.
Somebody
needs to have a mask on.
Please be safe. But give love. For real.
Right.
Give love.
Definitely,
please do.
Man.
We need it. Our community needs it. We need to love on each other. We need to encourage each other. And I think that's very important. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
I'm happy we're able to.
Me.
It was our pleasure to have this talk. This is a talk that
needed.
I'll never get weary in.
Never. We could talk about this till we blue in the face.
Blue in the face. Because I always believe in that for our people.
Agreed.
Tay, how can people check us out?
Well, you can follow us. You can follow us on Instagram, Indie High Radio. Radio spelled R8DIO. On Instagram and Twitter, go to Facebook. You go to Facebook, Indie High Radio LLC, like the page and follow us, or you can go to the One Stop Shop. The website, www.indiehighradio.com. And please make sure to subscribe. Spread the word, tell a friend to tell a friend, shoot it over to anybody, especially this episode is really something that needs to be heard and something that needs to be talked about within our community. Mm-hmm. So please just spread the word. Give us a great rating so we can climb up the podcast tadpole up there, you know, yes. Trying to get up to the top five.
And thank you guys for our 5-star rating on iTunes. We are very grateful and appreciative. So thank you for your positive reviews and ratings.
Thank you.
Please continue to do so. Like I said, we're for the people.
Yes.
It's not about Donna and Tay. It's about encouraging our community, bringing our community
keeping
together.
Keeping you guys knowledgeable.
We told you it's going to be an educational season this season. So.
And it has been.
It has been.
Even though we take our, you know, moments, but we make sure to come back with some really good quality content. So
now, and just so you guys know, we are working on so many awesome things for you guys.
It's just kind of taking a little bit more time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just because of everything that's going on.
Right.
It's just a lot.
It's a lot. But
we ain't gonna let it discourage.
Exactly.
We are not gonna let it dim the fire.
That's right.
Okay.
Because we're about to come with it. Okay. We're about to burn y'all up, okay? In a good way. And with some good stuff that you're gonna love, with some good content. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Watch out for Indie High because we coming at you, okay? Well, thank you again. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Kirby.
This has been another great episode
as always.
Indie High Radio. It's your girl Donna LJ signing out.
It's your girl Tay Digga.
Woo woo.
Deuces.
Indie High, baby.